This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa ala kulli man tabi'ahum bi ihsan ila yawmiddin. Allahumma 'allimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima 'allamtana wa zidna 'ilma. سبحانك اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه وبعد. Respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. It's an honor and a privilege to be here again at this Islamic Center of Oshawa. I was here last year as well. I don't know if some of you remember. Same time, November, when we came for the same Stairs to Bliss. Sorry, Paths to Paradise. Sorry. Conference. I've been to that conference as well before. This is actually my 16th. I was talking to my son, actually remembers this. This is my 16th visit to Toronto from 2007. So every time he counts, he goes, you're going, this is your 16th time to Toronto. He said, take me one time. I said, inshallah, just get a bit older, then you can come with me. So it's an honor and it's a really privilege to come here. Toronto is a very beautiful city, mashallah. Muslims generally here, it's always pleasant to meet the Muslims. People have a lot of zeal, a lot of desire to learn about Islam, very interested, mashallah. The topics that are chosen at the various programs, at the various masajid, are pertinent and important topics which deal with day-to-day life. And this is what I like, because the topics that we talk about are not just topics which are also important, but it's not just dealing with, you know, topics like repentance and tawbah and death. We talk about topics that deal with our day-to-day life. So like tomorrow's workshop, as Mawlana Shakir just introduced, it's a very important workshop. I'm not here to advertise the workshop, but if you haven't already registered, and maybe you should, it's an important topic. This is my third time for the Masjid Abu Bakr program on the taboo word that people don't like to talk about, which is divorce. So the title I gave, I said, dealing with divorce and the fiqh of divorce and the rules of divorce and separation. But then they said to me that people actually don't like this, you know, people won't come because I think, well, I don't want a divorce. But that's the reason why you want to come to a program like this, because you want to avoid divorce. And we have to take the reality, because we have divorces in our communities, and it's not a haram and it's not sinful. That's not my topic, don't worry, I'm coming to your topic. But it's a reality, and we have to deal with it. And that's why it's protecting the relationship. And then I'm going through, inshallah, 10 to 12 different reasons of marital conflict. Why do we have problems in marriage? So marriage, sometimes young people think it's all hunky-dory, lovey-dovey, honeymoon, bedroom, holiday, you know, we'll go here and there, and then we'll all be living ever happily ever after, and that's it. Inshallah, we will be, but it's not what you're thinking it's happily ever after. There are problems along the way. How do you deal with those problems? And what are those reasons that actually break down marriages? So we're going to go through all of those steps and then the rules of divorce and separation. Today's topic is also a very important topic. Maintaining a balanced life, which is also a topic that deals with our day-to-day life. It's a practical topic. Is that the title? Maintaining or how to live a balanced life. When we talk about how to live a balanced life, and I saw the flyer and there were some questions such as, how do I take time out to look after my parents? How do I take time out to look after my children? How do I act upon deen? How do I do my studies? How do I do business? How do I study at the university and also read the Quran? Should I offer 5-time prayers? And shall I dedicate myself to Islam, or shall I study medicine? What shall I do?